the halachic thought. For those who are following the last couple of days, we've been doing the halachot of bedikat chametz, of searching for chametz, and we have been using it as a metaphor for searching our own character. And we began by suggesting that one has to look with a single flame, with a ner shel sha'ava yichidi, and it has to be a single flame because then you are less likely to take for granted that you can see. One needs to have a single flame so one takes extra effort to look closely at the cracks and the crevices to make sure. We also noted in Halacha Bet that it has to be preferably sha'ava, wax, and not made from chelev or fat, because then you might be concerned about dripping non-kosher fat on your kosher dishes and you won't look as carefully as you should. And we are trying so hard to walk on eggshells to make sure that we don't have too much light, but we also are not too hesitant to see where we're going. And it is almost an intimidating structure of anxieties about checking. And yesterday we mentioned the halacha, the one has to look in any room, sheyesh lachush shema hichnisu v'hem chametz, that one has a slight insinuation or concern that chametz is in there. And I tried yesterday to pare that back a little bit, because Pesach is often a time of stress, ordinarily, for people who are cleaning out their house and concerned about crumbs. And it can be a time where there is a lot of strain mentally for people. And rabbis have an obligation to tell people what doesn't need to be done. And I mentioned yesterday that if there is 0% chance that chametz is in a room, you have zero obligation to do bedikat chametz in there. If you have an attic and you know for a fact that nobody has been in there with any chametz at any point, there is zero obligation to look in. And the halacha actually today from Halacha Dalet in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph gives a situation, refet shel bakar shenot neshama tfuah lebehema le'achol. If you have a cow shed, anybody online got a cow shed? Okay, excellent. So this applies specifically to you. If you have a cow shed, shenotnim shama tvua behemot le'echol, and you put some grain there for your animals to eat, what happens if it rains to those grains? They can begin to ferment and they may become chametz. So maybe you have to go check there. So the halacha here is actually you don't, because there are two possible doubts. Either the grain did not become chametz because it didn't rain as much as you thought, or if it did, the animals ate it all. And that double doubt that maybe it was eaten, and even if it wasn't eaten, maybe it didn't become chametz, means you don't have to check. And again, I know that only one of us on the call has a cow shed, but this application for us is a little larger. Because yesterday I said, if you have a room where there's zero chance chametz was in there, you don't have to check. Halacha Dalet goes even further than that. If you have a space where you know for sure you put something there that might become chametz, if there is reasonable doubt, either that it's no longer there or that it didn't become chametz, you don't have to open the door, you don't have to look. And if we look at this metaphorically again, in terms of our search for character, we want to be as scrutinous as we can be about seeking imperfections and finding ways to become better, but we shouldn't be raking our minds to the point of deep anxiety and self-suspicion that we are unable to feel settled and calm, because that doesn't breed a search for perfection, that breeds a search in a black hole of anxiety. So if there are doubts that chametz isn't going to be there, you don't have to look, and if there are reasonable doubts to believe that you don't need to work on a particular part of yourself, you should feel free to relax and breathe and loosen your tie and go from there. So we're going to leave the halacha there.